I know in times past y'all have had dinners here, or y'all having, I know there's a fast going on. Y'all still having a dinner? Okay, okay. Praise God. Aren't you thankful for the presence of God this morning? I said, aren't you thankful for the presence of God this morning? Amen. Amen. If you have your Bibles with you, turn with me to the book of Luke, chapter number 22, verse number 31 through verse number 33. When you're there, just say amen with me. Luke, chapter number 22, starting in verse number 31. Amen. I believe that I have a word for you this morning and this afternoon. I believe that this word will give us an understanding as to where the church is headed in 2017. This thought and this topic has been on my mind the last several weeks, if not the last month or two. How many know that God is getting ready to take His church places, amen? I don't know about you, but not only is he getting ready to take his church places, but he's getting ready to take you as a spiritual individual places. I don't know about you, but I want to go places this morning, amen? I don't know about you, but I'm tired of this dry, mundane, common, modern religion that just keeps you in one place and makes you content and makes you comfortable, amen? But I'm sick and tired of it because I'm to the point to where I'm tired of sitting in the same place. I'm tired of being comfortable, pastors, amen? I'm tired, amen, of just sitting there, just idle sitting. How about you, but I want the Holy Ghost to take me places this morning, amen? I believe the Holy Ghost is getting ready, amen, in 2017, amen, to prepare His heart, amen, the heart of God, the church's heart, and the expectancy of the church, amen, in 2017, to take them places, amen, that they've never gone before. I believe 2017 is a preparation year, amen, for the Lord's return. How many know you have to be prepared in order for Jesus to come back? How many know to go on a trip, you've got to be prepared, amen? I'm not the greatest prepper to go on a trip, amen? I take extra, I take more than extra because I've been on trips in times past where I've not taken enough. And so when I go on trips, I pack extra. My wife tells me all the time, why are you packing that much? Why are you packing that much? We went on our honeymoon in 2013, I believe is when it was, and we went to Mexico. And we went to the beach. We stayed in this resort here, and I took all kinds of clothes. I took two suitcases, and my wife packs this little bag. So what are you packing all that for? Well, I'm going to be prepared. I don't know what we're going to face. I don't know what's going to be there, but I'm going to be prepared. I come back with three suitcases full of clothes. I'm not the greatest preparation, but I believe that the church, amen, is getting prepared to meet Jesus. I don't know about you, but that excites me this morning to meet Jesus. To know that Jesus is coming back after me. To know that He's coming back after a people, amen, that is born again, that is washed in the blood of Jesus. The Bible says, amen, that not everyone that says, Lord, Lord, on that day shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. We got a lot of people in the church that thinks they're Christians that are far from it. That are far from it. How can you say that? How can you judge like that? Well, I'm just telling you what the scripture says. I'm not judging you. When people say, don't judge me, I'm not judging you. I'm letting the scripture judge you. I'm just telling you what the Bible says. But this morning I want to bring a message to you entitled, amen, if I can get through it, we may be preaching a two-part message this afternoon and that's all right. But a message entitled, The Place of the Church. Luke chapter number 22, verse number 31 through verse number 33 declares this, And the Lord said, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan hath desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. But I prayed for you that your faith fail not. And when thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren. Now listen to this. And he said unto him, Lord, I am ready to go with thee, both into prison and to death. Pray with me this morning. Father in heaven, we thank you. God, we praise you for the presence of the living God of heaven. Father, we thank you for the anointing and the outpouring of the Holy Ghost that we have felt this morning. God, we thank you for those that have been in the altars already, that have gotten what they come to receive, Father. God, that maybe they've gotten, that Lord, they received something this morning that they didn't expect that they would receive oh so early in the day. But God, I'm thankful, Lord, that you, dear God, are no respecter of persons, Father. And God, I pray for just a little bit, Father, that you help me, God, Lord, to bring this message, Father, under the anointing and under the dynamics of the Holy Ghost this morning. And God, that we may leave here, dear God, with a better understanding, God, that we may leave here better equipped, Father, Lord, and better prepared of what this year lies and holds within it, Father. We thank you, we praise you in the name of Jesus, and the church says, amen. The Bible said, Jesus declared, and the Lord said, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan hath desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. But I've prayed for you that your faith fail not. Aren't you thankful for that this morning? Aren't you thankful for the prayers of Jesus this morning? But he said, but when thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren. And he said unto the Lord, I am ready to go with thee both into prison and to death. I believe that through prayer and that through the Holy Ghost, he has showed me that where the church is going to be in the year of 2017. Now let's look for just a moment at these three scriptures and let's break them down for just a moment. I believe that many people, I believe the Bible declares, amen, to study to show thyself approved. So many times we don't have preachers and we don't have teachers and we don't have Christians studying the Word like they need to. We just take it, amen, and for face value. Not that that's a bad thing, but not that that's a good thing as well. There are some things that we have to dig into to understand what he's talking about and what he's speaking unto us. But I believe here, as he said, Simon, Simon. Now listen to this. As he starts it off by saying, Simon, Simon. Now, one thing we need to know is this, if you haven't already learned this, is when Jesus or when the Bible says something twice, right after another, it means something important is about to take place. Now listen to this. He said, Simon, Simon. And then he says this profound and most prolific statement, amen, that most Christians know that have read the book of Luke. He said, Satan has desired to have you. I want to give you a little bit of information this morning. There's somebody out there that desires to have you. There's somebody out there whose heart is after you. And I'm not talking about a man or a woman this morning, but I am talking, amen, about Satan. I'm talking, amen, about the son of perdition or the man called the devil. He's out to get you and I this morning. This word desire here, this word desire here is translated as to ask or to beg for oneself. Anyone in here ever desire to have anything or anyone? I know I have. I've desired to have a lot of things. I'm a very impulsive person. If I want it to, I'll do anything to get it. I'll do whatever it takes to get it. God's helping me with that. Praise the Lord. But I've also desired to have someone. And it's that beautiful woman sitting on the third row right there. I desired to have her one day because of a picture that I saw of her working where we worked at. And I did whatever it took to get her. Praise God, I've got her. But someone out there is desiring to have you. He's desiring to have the church and he's desiring to have the body of Christ. We find this very thing in the book of Job, where Satan came before God, the Bible says, with the sons of God. And God asked him, what are you doing here? What doest thou? And he said, I've been searching to and fro throughout all the earth, seeking whom I may devour. Seeking whom I may devour. Then we find something very particular, very peculiar here, Brother Stone. Is we find here that God declared this very thing. Have thou considered my servant Job? Why would he say that? why would he say, amen, why wouldn't he just let the devil just keep continuing to wander to and fro throughout trying to seek whom he can devour? Here's the reason why. Because he had faith in Job, and he knew the desire that Job had in his heart for the heart of God. The Bible said that Job was a perfect and upright man, one that eschewed evil. We need more people in the house of God today that eschew evil more than what they do today. We need more Christians today that will eschew evil, that will shun evil. The Bible says to shun the very appearance of evil. It says to lay aside all weights that so easily do beset you. So many times we get comfortable where we're at in the house of God. I'm afraid to say this, but I will say this. That if in 2017, if we don't do something different, if I myself as a Christian, as a preacher, as a pastor, doesn't do something different within my own self, amen, to profit my spiritual man, to grow my spiritual man, and grow stagnant and grow comfortable in my walk with God, I'm going to get rocked by the devil in 2017. The devil is out to get everybody that he could possibly get in 2017. Because he knows that the coming of Jesus is very, very, very near. Because the devil believes that Jesus is coming back. The devil knows that Jesus is coming back. And he's wanting to take everybody that he can possibly get to go with him. Believe me, he's not going alone. He's already not alone. The hell was made for the devil and his angels that he took with him from heaven. Oh, but because of the fall of man, it is now available to man that doesn't follow God. But God saw the desire in Job's heart, for the desire to seek the heart of God. And God said, Have you considered my servant Job? There's no more of a perfect man. There's no more of an upright man in my eyes than there is Job in this time. And so then here, this is where it gets good. Then the devil, he questions the protection of God upon Job's life. Do you realize that the devil is going to and fro? Amen. He's going before. Do you realize that the devil has to get permission from God before he can do anything to you at all? Such as he did Job. He asks, do you realize the devil is desiring to have your soul and to sift you as wheat? And he's going before God before on your behalf and says, God, I want that preacher boy. I want that Sunday school teacher. But listen to what God tells the devil. When he asks him, he says, but you have a hedge about him and his house and his cattle. If you will but remove it, he will curse you to your face. Here's my question. Will we let God down when it comes to this point? When God sees so much faith that you have in Him, when trials come, will we still be standing? Because trials are coming in 2017. Trials are coming. Hardships are coming in 2017. Bad things are coming in 2017. What are you preaching on that this morning at the first of the year? This is supposed to be a happy message. I'm getting to the happy part here in just a minute. But I want you to be aware, and I want the church to be aware in these last days, that it's not going to be roses and dandelions. That God never promised that the cross wouldn't get heavy at times. Oh, but what he did promise us is a way out. Amen. He did promise us someone to go through this with. But I want you to be aware of this thing called hell. I want you to be aware of this thing called trials, called temptations. I want you to be aware of all this stuff because it's coming, and it's coming quickly. Because the devil's not going to wait, amen, until you get off your fast, amen, to hit you hard. You'll find that through about halfway through your fast, three quarters of the way through your fast, is where it gets the hardest. But at the very end of your fast, when you complete it, is where it becomes the most rewarding. Because you come out stronger. You come out with more joy. You come out with more power through fast. The Bible says, Jesus declared that there are some things that cannot come out but by prayer and by fasting. So I don't know about you, but I would rather fast and be dedicated to a fast, amen, and come out stronger than to not fast and fail. But here, then he comes to God again after that plan failed. How many know the devil's plan failed? How many know Job didn't curse God to his face? But Job, because he knew the God that he served. Do you know the God that you serve? Do you know how big the God is that you served? The Bible said, if God be for us, who can be against us? Amen? And then when the devil's first plan failed, he asked him to remove the hedge from his body. So God did just that. But listen to this and hear this and know this, my friends, that if you are a Christian, the devil can do everything but touch your soul. If you're sick in body this morning, rejoice in as much as you are partakers of Christ's sufferings. Rejoice in knowing that all is not lost, that you still have your soul that the devil cannot touch. You may be sick in body, you may be hurting, you may have been sick for a long time. But just know this, you still have something left to live for. You have a soul on the inside of you that's raring and that's excited to go to heaven this morning. And one of these days when God, amen, I believe when he gets tired of everything that's going on, God is going to say, son, go get my children and bring them home. Next, the devil desires to have you and to sift you as wheat. Listen to this word. This word sift means to sift, to shake, or to agitate to the point of overthrow. Here's where I want to take my text from. To sift you as wheat. I believe that in 2017 the church is going to get shook by the devil. I believe that we're going to face battles that we've never thought we would face. The devil's going to agitate the church to the point of overthrow. He's going to try to frustrate us. He's going to try to knock us off our path. He's going to try to agitate and aggravate us to where some are going to come to the point that they just want to give up and throw in the towel. 2017 is going to be a tough year, but it's going to be a very rewarding year. It's going to be a very rewarding year this year. The Bible says in John 10:10, the thief cometh not but for to kill, to steal, and to destroy. He said, but I've came that you may have life and have it more abundantly. Aren't you thankful for that this morning? In all of this, know that the devil is just doing his job. Anybody in here got a job? And when somebody gets mad, I'm in customer service. People get mad all the time. And I have to tell them, look, I'm just doing my job. I'm just doing my job. But know this one thing as well, that Jesus is still doing his job. That Jesus is still sitting at the right hand of the Father, interceding for me and you and on our behalf. When the battles come, the Bible declares in the Old Testament that when the enemy comes in as a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. Although there are battles, although there are trials and temptations, although there are hardships, know this one thing, that Jesus declared unto his people, I've never left you nor forsook you, but I'm with you until the very end of time. That makes me excited for 2017 to know that he loves me so much that he's not going to leave me, To know He's not going to forsake me. To know that He's going to be with me until the very end of my trials. To know that He's going to be with me until the very end of my last breath that I take. Or whether it be when He comes back on the clouds of glory, amen, to get me and to take me home, amen, to my mansion, amen, to my crown, whatever you want it to be, amen, or whatever as the Bible speaks. But I'm not looking, amen, forward. That's not my top priority when I get to heaven, amen, is to fix and decorate up my mansion or to be the first thing to put on my crown. But the first thing in my desire is this, to see and to meet Jesus face to face, to bow down before Him and to worship Him, because He's brought me through 2016, because He brought me through the battle and He brought me through the storm. That's what I'm excited about going to heaven for. Yeah, walking on the streets of gold, looking, amen, at the walls made of jasper, the gates that are made of pure pearl. Oh, those are benefits. Oh, but the excitement, amen, is meeting Jesus face to face. Knowing that I've never seen Jesus before, Sister Stone, amen, and getting to meet the man that saved my soul. That's what I'm excited about. That my soul, amen, is occupied in heaven. And after telling Peter that the devil desired to sift him as wheat, what did Jesus say? He said, but I prayed for you that your faith fail not. Bear with me just for a few more minutes. I'm almost done, I promise. He said, but I prayed for you that your faith fail not. Friends, even though the devil desires to have the church and he desires to have you, know that he's going to do anything in his power to achieve his goal. Jesus says, I'll never leave you. He said, I'll never forsake you, nor will I ever leave you, but I'll be with you until the end. He also says in Matthew 16 and 18, he says, and I say unto thee, thou art Peter, and upon this rock will I build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. In 2017, know this one thing, that the gates of hell are going to try to come against the church, but it will not prevail. That Jesus will prevail. I believe this. Stand with me this morning. He said, upon this rock will I build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail. I believe that with all of my heart, that this is going to be a year that we're going to need the gifts of the Spirit more than we ever have in our life. More than we ever have in our life. More than we've ever needed to desire to have them in our life. I believe that we're going to need more of the power of the Holy Ghost like we've never had in our walk. I still believe that in that old-fashioned power called the Holy Ghost. I still believe in that old-fashioned prayer meeting called the upper room in Acts chapter number 2. I still believe in the power, amen, that still saves, that still heals, delivers, set free, sanctifies, and still fills with the baptism through the fullness of the Holy Ghost. I don't know about you, but this year my desire is this, to get more of the power of the Holy Ghost. More, amen, of the power that when somebody comes in, amen, like we've heard in old times past, amen, of the old time church services where somebody has rolled in a wheelchair and the preacher laid their hands on them, the elders gathered around them, amen, and laid their hands on them, and instantly they were healed. I still believe that can happen today. I still believe that 2017 is going to be a year of the signs and the wonders and the miracles of God, because I believe that in the last days, as Joel, amen, prophesied, that I'll pour my Spirit upon all flesh. He's getting ready to pour His Spirit upon all flesh. He's getting ready to pull, amen, and to convict those even stronger than they ever have before, those that have left God, turned their back on Him and gone their own way. He's getting ready to pull them back in. He's getting ready to bring your children in that you've been praying for so long. He's getting ready to bring your friends in that you've been inviting to church for so long, but they've rejected you every time you've asked. Anybody here ever been rejected? It was by somebody you said, hey, you don't come to church with me? So many people, I want to encourage you today, don't quit asking. Don't quit inviting. Whether they come because the Holy Ghost has convicted them, that is amazingly great. But even if they come because they're tired of you asking and they just want to get you off of their back, that's even better. Get them in here. Because the Bible said it's the power of God unto salvation. You get them in here. Your pastor preaches the Word of God, the unadulterated, pure Word of God. They've got no leg to stand on. And in these last days, I believe sinners are going to begin to flock to the house of God one after another. Because you know why? Because they're tired of living the life that they're living because it brings no joy. Their joy has ran out. Their peace has ran out. Their power has ran out. The alcohol, amen, doesn't seem to do the job anymore. Amen, the drugs, it just doesn't seem to get them as high as they once did when they first started. Amen. I believe, amen, that they're going to get a dose. I believe of the Holy Ghost in these last days. That the power, amen, from 10 years ago is still as powerful, if not stronger, amen, today than it was back then. The blood of Jesus, that precious drop of blood that was dropped for mine and your soul, amen. I believe it's still as powerful today as it ever was to save those that are lost, to deliver those that are bound, to set the captive free, because they're looking for something that's greater and better than what they've got already. Hallelujah. Jesus, we thank you. God, we praise you this morning because of your word. We thank you because you are faithful unto us. That your word declares that you've watched over your word to perform it, that it might not come back void. God, we thank you today, God, that you are, Lord, that you are able to do abundantly above all that we ask or think in your name. God, we pray today, Lord, that where the church is headed to, we thank you, Lord, that you're taking us through this place. We thank you, Lord, that we're going to experience things we've never experienced before in our life. But God, let us never fail to know this one thing. The greater is he that's within us than he that's in this world. Though trials come, though temptations come, though all these things come, know, God, Lord, that you're going to be with us right there 100% along the way. God, we thank you this morning. We praise you in the name of Jesus. Would there be somebody here this morning? I know we've already had an altar call this morning.